this is when we kind of start learning about the boys chat.
I hate that there's 20 guys in the boys 20, chat. 20,
like 40-year-old men in a boys chat.
It's so awful.
It is literally. It's disgusting awful. To imagine. It's disgusting.
Oh my God. It's so, so, horrifying. So bad to me.
Jack's creating a boys
chat. Ew, boys I hate that Jack's made it.
Of 20, 40-year-old men. And they're like, what happens in the boys chat stays in the boys chat.
And it's like the boys chat has gotten us in trouble in the past. It's like, yeah, it's actually demonic stuff happening there. Yeah.
Oh, it's wretched, obviously.
It's like, do you remember, did you watch the Brandy Melville documentary?
Yeah.
Do you remember how there was that big like company-wide group chat where they were sending like a bunch of racist stuff in it all the time?
Yeah.
It feels like that to me.
Of course.
It's so scary.
It is so scary. No, it's like literally horrifying to imagine.
Ew.
And
we also, it made me laugh that... Danny was like, Luke, are you in the boys chat? And he was like,
No way. You know that Jax was like, Luke is a beta cuck. There's no way he can get in the fucking boys chat.
I know.
100. And no. Luke wears like Tevas.
Yes.
And Chacos. They're not letting him to the boys chat.
They do think that Luke's a pussy.
Yeah, and he is. But it's like, that's it's better fine. Than that's whatever the fuck better. You guys identify
you guys are
as.
Scary
yeah,
as fuck. Literally. Ew, it's Jax and Jesse running the boys chat too.
Yes. Jesse said he got quote unquote chat. Rookie of the year, yeah. Which I literally think means that he said like the most disgusting shit you could possibly imagine.
Or like sent the most pictures of naked girls, taking pictures of the girls sleeping in his bed and whatever, pictures of their boob up close.
Nipple?
Yeah.
Ew. Okay, so that this is when we learned that Jesse accused in the boys chat Michelle of having sex with a billionaire for $1,500 a night.
Yeah, it's like if it was a billionaire, she'd be charging a lot more. Idiot. And also, I know that she says it so many times, but it is like, that is the mother of your child.
No, I know. When she put it like that, I was like, literally.
Stop it.
It's insane because I don't know what they say too later is like, that's out there now.
Yep.
Like, of course, like, it's obviously false, but people will like, nasty men are going to be in her comments being like, well, you're a hooker.
Yep.
Like for the rest of eternity.
Forever. And your daughter is going to be of internet age soon and she can watch the show. She's going to see that you called her mom an escort.
Yes.
Accused her of being an escort.
Yes.
It is when people act like that towards their former significant others with a child, it's like, you know, you're going to be in each other's lives forever, right?
Yeah. He literally hates her though.
I know.
And as she says later, he just wants to quote unquote get revenge on her.
Mm-hmm.
For what? Like,
it's just so much worse that it's on TV too.
Yeah.
Because it's like, there's so much record for your child to see.
Yeah, and it's just so crazy. I understand what he thinks he needs to get revenge for, but it's like every wrong that she's committed against you is certainly like reactive.
It's all been in reaction to your actions.
Like 100%.
Everything she's done is a consequence of your action.
Yes. It's just so crazy.
Even if she did cheat on you.
Which she did. She did. And like literally she did, and that's fine.
But also even if she did cheat on you and you hadn't done half the stuff that you think you haven't done anything wrong, if that was true, you still shouldn't call her.
No.
You shouldn't accuse her of being an escort in the boys chat.
Of course not.
Knowing that it's going to get out.
Of course not. Then Jesse and Jason get coffee and we learn about the thing that Danny did.
Yeah.
That is literally so horrible.
It's horrifying.
So yeah, basically Danny, they're saying like he doesn't go out a lot and drink a lot, but when he does, he gets really out of hand.
We saw it happen last season.
Yes. He'll get blackout drunk and he was quote unquote really inappropriate. And the thing that he did.
Ew, I hated the way Jason was describing it too. Stop saying daddy so much.
I know. So Jason goes, he goes up to Jasmine and tells her to quote unquote, go get daddy a drink. Ew, my God.
Ew, my God.
And then she does it.
Yeah.
Which is like,
well, the way Jason
is. No hate, but I am like, oh my God, why did you do that?
Well, she also, he was like, yeah, so he told Jasmine to get daddy a drink. And so he is daddy. And then she went to go get daddy his drink.
I was Jason, literally don't say that. Like, literally wash your mouth out with soap. That's disgusting.
That's really, really inappropriate.
That shocked me to my core. And you think, oh, that's bad.
You think, oh, that's bad. Oh, that's bad. Oh, honey, it gets worse.
It actually gets worse. When she's going to, as Jason says, get daddy a drink, he grabs her girlfriend's ass.
Yes. Yep.
I was like, oh my God. Yeah. The way that it was actually so much worse than what I thought it was going to be.
It's so bad. Wait, I also watched a little bit of the after show and the way he
shocked me on
the way he didn't apologize to her because he thought it was Michelle.
No. Well, yeah. Yeah. So I watched. Yes. I was going to say that later. But yeah, then he like, well, no, it's not even that he thought it was Michelle. It's that Nia told him it was Michelle.
Oh,
I think is what they said. Like, Nia said Michelle instead of
Melissa.
And then Danny apologized to Michelle, and Michelle was like, oh, you actually didn't even touch me inappropriately. And they're like, so you really were blackout drunk because you just like didn't remember doing that
fully,
at all.
Imagine getting blackout drunk, calling yourself daddy. First of all, you have many young children at home, many, and a beautiful Christian wife.
It's so gross.
And you're grabbing on a bunch of lesbians. Leave them alone. They don't want you.
I mean, it's obviously bad on so many levels. It's like, it's just so gross. And it is so like, don't do that to the lesbians. Please do it to anyone. But like, sorry, gross. But yeah, well, it's just nasty.
It is crazy the way.
And like doing it to like literally the one woman of color. It's of just course, like yeah. really bad on so many levels.
And everybody is like, it's just really out of character him. It's no way. Very bizarre.
No way. It can't no be. Way you don't start doing stuff like that when you're 40 years old.
No.
You don't
No, start that's doing not that. A new behavior. No. Well, it's just evident that he shouldn't drink, because some people do turn into like a true monster, but then you need to work through those problems in therapy sober, and you can't drink anymore.
Yes, of course. And they're like, he just can't drink to that level. He just can't drink.
Just shouldn't drink, maybe.
Because they're saying like he'll have a couple drinks with us and then sneak shots by himself. Yes. And it's like, okay, so he can't drink.
So he can't drink. Because why are you stop. As an
adult man sneaking shots by yourself?
Don't sneak shots.
Literally turning into like a little, being like, hee hee.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's kind of the diabolical thing that we learn about.
He called himself daddy last year when he got blackout drunk, I do believe.
Okay, he has a fixation.
Yeah.
Next scene is we're at Britt's. This is kind of boring. I don't think anything happens. Zach's wearing his insane outfit in the talking head, where he has his crocheted top on. Yeah.
Yes.
Underneath his matching bomber jacket, kind of like dusty rose color.
Yeah. I mean, he loves that look.
And then this is when they all find out about like the Michelle thing.